Press TV headlines. Hezbollah urges all Lebanese to boycott a UN-backed probe into the murder of the country's former premier. In Bahrain, detained opposition members say they were tortured as their trial opens. A probe finds that BP and Halliburton knew the cement used in the Gulf of Mexico oil well was unstable. And German lawmakers agree on an austerity package aimed at slashing the mounting budget deficit.
It's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of World News on Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Well, Hezbollah's Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has slammed the international tribunal investigating the death of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri.
Well, Nasrallah says the investigators have crossed the red line by requesting for patients' files from a gynecology clinic in southern Beirut.
The investigations which are going on are just an attempt to take advantage of this cover to get to get as much information as possible, which will not have any effect on the investigation. But when they ask for medical files for women, then allow me to say, this is enough. Enough is enough. I call on all the officials in Lebanon and all citizens in Lebanon to boycott the investigators. And I call on them not to cooperate with the investigators.
Well, in a televised address, Hezbollah's leader said the movement has remained silent until now to avoid being accused of hampering the investigation. He added the investigators have requested for university students' files, DNA samples, fingerprints, geographical data, and telephone and SMS messages from 2003. Nasrallah said these sorts of intelligence are more than what is needed for the probe. Nasrallah also accused the investigators of passing the information they have gathered to the Western and Israeli intelligence services.
Bahrain's Shia opposition detainees have accused the government of torture during their trial session. The defendants say they were mistreated, abused, and kept in solitary confinements while in detention. All but one of the defendants on trial said they were beaten and given electric shocks. Their defense lawyers say the judge has ordered medical tests for some defendants to verify the torture accusations. 27 Shia opposition detainees stood trial at the country's high criminal court. 25 of them were charged with what the court has called forming an illegal organization and spreading false information. Their indictment also includes resorting to terrorism and financing terrorist activities. Two other opposition members are being tried in absentia. The defendants have rejected the charges.
BP and its cement contractor knew the material they were using on the well in the Gulf of Mexico was unstable. That's according to a U.S. federal commission investigating the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. It says BP and Halliburton had the information weeks before the well blew up, but did not act on it. Halliburton's shares have plummeted more than 15% on Wall Street in the wake of the revelation. The company has said its tests showed the cement mix was stable. It says BP's well design and operations were responsible for the disaster. It's a first finding by the commission. It was set up by President Barack Obama to investigate the biggest maritime oil spill in U.S. history. Well, to discuss this further, we're being joined by Wayne Slater. He's with the Dallas Morning News in Austin, Texas. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, a 2007 study found that cementing was a factor in 18 of 39 well blowouts in the Gulf of Mexico over a 14-year period. With cementing playing such a part in well safety, why weren't test failures given more weight by Halliburton and BP?
Well, that's a good question, and this president's report doesn't answer it. But you're right. The idea that these well efforts to cement and seal wells have been unsuccessful, that the formulas have been to some extent unsuccessful over recent years, is not new. What's happened is the industry itself has established a series of tests and procedures that are designed to deal with that. So not only did the cement fail, the mixture fail in this case, but because of a series of problems, people didn't do the tests, people didn't monitor the situation, and people didn't, and the machinery, the other devices added to head off a potential explosion in the event of unstable cement didn't work. It was a series of catastrophes.
Right now, despite the cementing being faulty, BP has also been criticized for not performing the test to check if the pumped down cement was secure. Do you think the evidence implicating Halliburton will get BP off the hook, or will the two be forced to share the costs of this disaster?
This will not get BP off the hook. The presidential report today made it very clear that BP and its drilling contractor Transocean still shares a great deal of the responsibility for failing to either do tests, consider, or in this case, in some cases, if they did consider early tests from Halliburton showing that this solution did not work, that they at least misrepresented it. They didn't understand what they were doing. So BP is going to continue to have primary responsibility here. What this does, though, is, as you've suggested, added Halliburton to the mix and made it clear that Halliburton fell down on the job in its requirement to test successfully a cement substance that would be stable and to properly let BP know that its testing early on before the explosion failed.
Now, after this revelation, how do you think this will proceed? Will Halliburton's record of gross negligence be taken into account for any decision, or will corporate America wield its influence once again?
Well, I think two things are going to happen. One is that all across the Gulf of Mexico, and I suspect in other sites around the world where different oil companies are engaged in offshore drilling, that there is a renewed emphasis on their companies checking the reports, checking the various devices that are designed, including the blowout preventer designed to stop this kind of and avoid this kind of problem. So I think there is a renewed security emphasis at oil companies. Meanwhile, however, you have a number of lawsuits that have been filed against BP, Transocean, and I suspect that Halliburton will be added to those lawsuits, and most likely this is the kind of evidence that will require Halliburton, as well as BP and Transocean, to be paying large fines, penalties to the victims and others of this, the largest oil spill offshore in American history.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Wayne Slater with the Dallas Morning News speaking to us from Austin. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your insights here on Press TV. We'll be gone with the world news here on Press TV. Germany's parliament has cleared the country's largest austerity plan since World War II.
Well, the multi-billion euro austerity package is aimed at reducing Germany's huge budget deficit. The plan includes slashing certain welfare payments and cutting parental subsidies to high earners. It also includes a tax that will be added to the price of tickets on flights departing from German airports. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet passed the package last month. It's aimed at cutting some 80 billion euros in spending by 2014.
Police in Britain have made over 100,000 counter-terrorist searches over the past year, but official figures show no arrests have been made linked to terrorism. The Home Office says the police have stopped and searched more than 100,000 people. Some 500 people have been arrested, but for other offenses. Under Section 44 of Britain's Terrorism Act, officers can stop and search anyone without having to show reasonable suspicion. Opponents of the law say it has no special function except fueling resentment and antagonism amongst minority communities.
Austrian students have once again taken to the streets in protest against government policies. Thousands rallied in the capital, Vienna, in opposition to planned budget cuts feared to have an adverse impact on the education sector. We have this report.
Thousands of Austrian students and their teachers took to the streets again to protest against the new and severe budget cuts. The cuts approved by the Austrian Ministry of Finance envisage less money for the students and for the families, and more money for the pensioners and the public administration. Students called the government's refusal to boost up the higher education ridiculous.
They destroyed all the trust they built up in just we've just one bad financing decision, because they told us that they will help the universities and public schools to get more money.
This is not the first time students protest against the education system in Austria. The move started last winter over underfunding for higher education, with occupation of lecture halls and mass protests that led to the resignation of the Minister of Education, Johannes Hahn. As the minister gave up his job, protests gradually subsided amid hopes that the financial situation for the students would change for the better. But students say that has not realized.
This is simply going in the wrong direction. To give more money to the public administration and less to the universities is idiotic.
The bone of contention is the reduction of the so-called family aid, on which many students count to support their education. Without this aid, many of them will have to find a job, which is another problem, as students in Austria have very limited work permissions. These two students sarcastically say they don't need family aid. They will be princesses. Parents also say the reduction of the family aid makes the higher education much more difficult and prolonged in time. Currently, families with students aged 19 to 26 get roughly 150 euro a month from the state. But under the new budget plan, the payment will enter the age of 24.
There are surely social groups I will not miss, those 400 euros the government cuts. But for most students, this is a lot of money.
The difference this year in comparison with last winter is that the students have the strong support of their teachers in the protest against the budget cuts. At this stage, however, the government is unwilling to make any changes in the new budget for 2011.
The protests are already nationwide, and the students are joined by more and more citizens unhappy with the drastic budget cuts that affect key spheres of social life. New demonstrations are planned, with protesters bracing for another winter of discontent with the government. Eva Manasieva, Press TV, Vienna.
Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. These are the headlines this hour. Hezbollah urges all Lebanese to boycott a UN-backed probe into the murder of the country's former premier. In Bahrain, detained opposition members say they were tortured as their trial opens. A probe finds that BP and Halliburton knew the cement used in the Gulf of Mexico oil well was unstable. And German lawmakers agree on an austerity package aimed at slashing the mounting budget deficit.